Kedushin Shir Tes, by the way, Shishiva Zayin Tevis Hetoshim, and Hey, December 31st, 1984, on Monday.
Have the same status as the Melamed. is telling your shoes, Haram, how much damages the scaring shoes Haram pay? Only half damages. So Mele, the Lamed is only higher half damages. So the Lomim, scaring shoes Haram should be higher only half damages. That's called Dayan Mitchilasa. So as a result of this reputation by the Rabbonim of Rabtaufen's Rabbonim there, so Rabtaufen changed the manner of the Kalachema. Whereas originally, so the Kalachema was, the deduction was, Keren Mishus HaMizek is deduced from Keren Mishus HaRabim, so then he said, no, we do not deduce Keren Mishus HaMizek from Keren Mishus HaRabim, but we deduce Keren from Shem Reb. Shem Reb is relatively calm, because Shem Reb is part of Mishus HaRabim. And Keren is relatively humble, because Keren is high Mishus HaRabim. So then, Rabtaufen deduced the Kalachema in a different manner. In other words, he said, Umashen Reb, which is relatively calm, in what way is Shem Reidel relatively calm? Because it's part of Mishus HaRabim. So if Shem Reidel, which is relatively calm, is higher, it doesn't show any Mishus HaMizek. So the calm item, that which is relatively calm, is higher than Shomer in Mishus HaMizek. So Keren, which is relatively humble, the humble item, should certainly be higher in the Shomer in Mishus HaMizek. Now we couldn't, the Rabbonim couldn't say, Dialogin Adin Yeskinidin, Bitchilasan. Because if the Kalachema, the Altuse was of Keren Mishus HaMizek, is deduced from Keren Mishus HaRabi, then we say, Dialogin, that the Lamed should be like the Lamed. But here, the Lamed is Shem Derego. So if we say Dialogin, let the Lamed, Keren, be like the Melamed, then it should be higher than Eksholet, because the Melamed is higher in Chotzer HaMizek in Eksholet. But still, the Rabbonim still were chilek and Rabtav, and they still insisted upon the concept of dialogue in Adin Yeskinidin. But this time, it's not dialogue b'tchilas Adin, it's called dialogue b'seifa. Seifa. Dialogue b'tchilas Adin means there are two kinds of dialogues. Dai b'tchilas Adin means Dai that the Lomed should have the same status as the Lomed. Dai b'seifa Adin means you are deducing the Kalachema of Keren from Shem Reb. Shem Reb is relatively calm because it's part of Mishus HaRabim, so it's still higher in the Mishus HaMizek so Keren, which is relatively homo, it's higher Mishus HaRabim, certainly should be higher in the Shoen, Mishus HaMizek. So the Rabbanan said, from Taufen, dialogue in our deen is he needn't be saying Adin. Why do you say that Keren is relatively humble vis-a-vis Shem Reidel, which is relatively humble? Why? Because Shem Reidel is totally humble in Mishus HaRabim, and Keren is higher Mishus HaRabim. But is Keren Chayef with Gamre Mishus HaRabim? Keren is only Chayef Chotzidet at Mishus HaRabim. So in Mele, the Chumre of Keren vis-a-vis Shem Reidel has a certain limitation. What's the extent of that Chumre? Have damages. So the extent of the Chumre of Keren vis-a-vis Shem Reidel has a certain limit. What's the extent of the Chumre? Only head damages. So we say, you are trying to deduce Keren, which is relatively humble, from Shem Regel, which is relatively calm. Dale, Lomi min Adin, let the Lomi, Keren, be limited by the extent of the Chumre of the Lamed. What's the Chumre of the Lamed? What's the Chumre of the Lomi themselves? What's the Chumre of the Lomed? The Chumre of the Lomed is that whereas Shem Reidel is totally gambling Mishus HaRabim, So Karen is high potsdezek. So the extent, the limit of the chutzpah is only head damages. So dialogue and nadin, let Karen, the lament, be limited by the limit of the chutzpah of Karen. Only head damages. That's called dying sefer. So in other words, so this is what is this. Pintena, name it Dari Asaydi. The Meherchen Mises, the Chupekene, we should be nuts. Because we say like this. Kesef is relatively calm. Chupe is relatively calm. Why is Kesef relatively calm? Because Kesef is not gaining after Kesef. Whereas Chupe has the Chumre, it can be gainer after Kesef. So Kesef is relatively cow, and Chupe is relatively Chum. So Kalchema is, if the cow item can be gainer initially, Kesef, so Chupe, the Chum item, certainly should be gainer initially. Should be seen. So we should say, Dai Lobin Nadili is Kinin. Why do you say that Chupi is more humble? Why do you say that Chupi is more humble? Because Chupi has the Chumre that it can be gainer of a Kesef. So Mela, that's the extent of the Chumre of Chupi, that it can be gainer of a Kesef. So Dai Lobin Nadili is Kinin, we let Chupi be limited by the limit of the Chumre. Of the chumre of chupe, in other words, that chupe should only be kene efekes, not initially. Name it Daya said that Meirchem I said the chupe kene should be there, Daya Lord is in Maurah, I guess about Allah. I mean, that's the cloud in dying. There are two kinds of dying. Dying with Chilasadim and dying with be safer. He should not the acid for a cow. The old man, he had a different cow, and he had a woman died. A cow who says that Karen, the Shusamise, is higher than the Shoshana. And we don't say die, because if we are going to say die, then the whole Kalachimah collapses. So what is the effect of Kalachimah? That Karen, the Shusamise, is higher a chotinezek, that we don't have to resort to the kawahena. So naturally, chotinezek, why should it be gohua, ten challenges of sarab? That's the problem, so even the kawahena will not die, gohua, he will not die. So what will be the result? That chupe can only be kene after kesef. That means that chupe can only be kene. It cannot be kene. So then the whole kawahena collapses. Why you want to die? We have a kesef list. He came out and he don't. The other mechupe we came in. Now we don't pass like that. We pass through that. I mean, most machine pass through. Not like that. The mechupe is not king. So you don't know about the king and name the kesef king and the kesef we have a king. Mach the shame king in there is kesef she came in the king she in there. So on the contrary, let us learn out in the other direction, in Kalachimra, that Kesef, that is relatively homo, that is gained initially, should certainly, Kesef HaKesef, should be gained. Yishlina v'imotza v'lochicha sh'yid mirala HaKesef y'chupe. Mayu mehai Kesef, mehai Kesef. I just wanted to go over the thesis, because that's the one thesis that last time, for complication, we did not discuss. But the important thing in this basis is that there are two types of dai. That's growing in the Minishatil recipe. There is dai with chilasadim, and there is dai with seifadim. now we have to distribute. Torah. Los from the case, we show the case. The other way, after the dashes, we are after the dashes, we are after the in to our is the good dashes. Abu Hishados, no more, he are in the good dashes for high in the best floor. Are in the in to a good dash. Masti for a pop. Time the Los and who, the Oma who, Holos and who, the Omo he, any of the dashes. Because the ratio of the price says that Dushka is effective if he is the Neisini, the Baal, he gives the Keser, and he says, the implication being that only if he does both, the Neisini and Amir, but suppose the Baal does the Neisini and Amir is done by the Ishe, so then it's not good. Honos and Ruvo, but he ain't a Gedesh. But we die from the same that other way. Ain't the same? We should not know the one more he. We have a bush. Time that he knows me beyond what he. Honos and he beyond what he have a bush. So we more have a first as Rashi doctors. So the Rashi yet we die doctors. Same thing in us. Same thing is Rabba. He told the same thing used this article of the Reisha, and that's not a derech on the Tanya. To use one washing in the Reisha in an accurate sense, and another washing in the same thing in an inaccurate sense. So if the Reisha is used in an accurate sense, so the same thing is also used in an accurate sense. So then there is a contradiction between the Reisha and the same. This is what Rashi means. We can say the news is a revelation. We do not have a whole book that you didn't ask for the news to police the Tanya of the week. I will say to this, so now more so you must say that the Tanya doesn't say something in an inaccurate sense. So both are in an inaccurate sense. So then the same thing is a revelation. I will say to this as a revelation with the Tanya. So you more say, Aloha. No san hu do ma hu pshit et avin dush. No san hu biyo mo hi. Nas in shi nos me hi biyo mo hi do ya avin dush. So that's the first question. That no san hu biyo ma hu. That's the real dush. That's the real dush. Because the Torah says, ki nikach. The husband, the man has to do the ma'isak dush. Not the woman. Ki nikach, loy ki sikach. So, loy ki sikach. So mele, if the husband gives the keset to the isha, and he says, I have the necessary, that's a perfect example of valid pusher. But, no san hu, the omohi, but suppose the man gives the keset, and she says, Harei ani mikudeshes loch, harei ani mikudeshes loch, so then it's no good. So no gush at all. Nasek im shenos mohi v'yom mohi v'yom gush. So why is it no good? Because it's not kinikach. It's kisikach. And that's not good. Gush has to be kinikach, not kisikach. He has to do the maizah gush, not she. Match. Now, this is the first question. No san hu domel nikach ish. Vi omo hi domel nisikach ish o ish. Na v'chidush ha-rashbo mentions the Russian of Rashi, Dobe Lisilokach Ishonish. And then the Rashi is Matzah. But I know, in our text it doesn't say Dobe Lisilokach Ishonish. It says Dobe Lisikach Ishonish. So, I'm not right. So, So then the kasha of the Rashi is, because here the Gil say Rashi and Tomer Lisilokach Ishonish. So his kasha is Lisilokach means the same thing like Nikach. Because what's Lisilokach Ishonish mean? When a woman will be taken to unto a man, that means who is the one he takes? Who does the nice ablution? The husband. But in our text, it doesn't say domel isilokach ishonish, but sikach isho lish. So, but the reason as to why Rashbo assumed that the right Gersay is in Rashi isilokach ishonish, because Rashi has here the expression leish. So if we say silokach, then you understand the leish. But if it's sikach, so then it should be sikach isho esish, not leish. So that's why the Rashbo took it for granted that the right girls in Rashi is silokach. And that's why he asks. So then the Rashbo says, over here is not domeli silokach isho lish, but domeli sikach ki sikach isho esish. But Rashi means the same thing. Rashi means it. Rashi doesn't mean it's a look. Alright, anyway. This is the first one. So the first one that we call means that no son who the omrohi is no wish with the eyes no wish. Doesn't require a get, it's no anymore. Then there's another wish. The boy is here, no son who the omrohi with kodeshes. Because that's real wish. That's kinika. Nosrohi biomrohi in Udesh. That's kisikach. That would be kisikach isho esish. That's no good. Nosanhu biomrohi speaking in the Chayshino Mirab. So we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Losh is strange. Speaking in the Chayshino Mirab. What is it? Rambam is the Kashi. If it's a suffix, so speaking the rice of the chupa. So why chashim mirabo? So it should be chashim mirabo. Chashim mirabo. So why does it say the chashim mirabo? Why does it say chashim mirabo? So the Ram said as follows, that actually it's a suffix mirabo. In other words, that no san hu, yom bohi, Isokibush, because we can say that inasmuch as Nisinas HaKesef is not enough, but he has to give the Kesef Piteras Bush. What does it mean he has to give the Kesef Piteras Bush? It means he has to indicate that he's not giving her the Kesef just as he did, but he's giving it to her in order that she should become married to him with this gift. It's not an ordinary gift. It's a gift whereby he wants her to become married to him. So in other words, so there are two components in the Maisach Vishnu. One component, one ingredient in the Maisach Vishnu is the Nisir Sakhisar. The second ingredient is the Amir. But when I say Amiri, I don't mean there is aloha of Peter's Fosai. There is aloha of Peter's Fosai. Suppose the husband is mute, kept up, and he indicates his intention with his fingers. That's also Amir. Amir doesn't mean that here, the Peter's Fosai. I mean an indication of his intention. That's what Amir means. So Mele, Asuki Misinian, so it's all right without any additional Amira. Because then there is also Amira, like a mute person indicating with his fingers. So but there are two ingredients in the Maisar Bushi. One ingredient is the Nisir Sakesa. And then the Amira. Amira means to indicate that his intention is to give it to her, Viteras Dush, not just as an ordinary gift. some melee, the Saki kids, with rice, is it a resolve? Because true, one ingredient was done by the Baal, but the other ingredient was not done by the Baal. Who indicated? Who made Amir? The Ishe. So Mela, that means that one ingredient of the nice ablution, instead of being done by the Baal, was done by the Ishe. So Mela, the ablution is no ablution. Or maybe it is ablution. So what is the suffix? What is the suffix? The suffix is maybe the amira is not an essential ingredient in the Maisarish. No, but that's not what Ram's sheet is. Because it goes without saying that there are two ingredients, essential ingredients, in the Maisarish. One is the Mises HaKesed, and then the amira that is giving the Kesed the Teras Dushi. But the reason as to why there is an alternative to the Gemara, in the second washing, that the Kedushin is valid even though the Amira was done by the Ishe, not by the husband, because suppose it's a Sukhi Mizinye, and then he gives her the Keset, and he doesn't say anything, so then the Kedushin is good Kedushin. Why? Because then it's considered like saying, so the Mele, here too, it's possible. True that there are two essential ingredients in the Ma'is HaKdush. One essential ingredient in the Sefer HaKesed. The other essential ingredient is the Amira. But in this case, inasmuch as the Ishe, at the time the Baal gave her the tabas, the keset, so she said, "Arei anim kudeshes loch," and he kept quiet. So that means his keeping quiet constitutes a confirmation of her statement. So in other words, he's accepting, he's confirming her statement. So that means that he's making the amira too. Oh no. Since she made the amira, so then there is a chisol in kilikach v'loy kisikach. So that is really the rice. So why does the Gemara say chayshiva l'chavot? Because on the rice ago, we go in all the surim was chazot. Now here there is a sotah, whether the kedushin is valid kedushin or the kedushin is not valid kedushin. Or the Dushin is not valid Dushin. So maybe when she has a Cheskas Kluya, so we should be Malzikam with Raisa. We should be Malzikam and Cheskas Kluya, and we should say she doesn't require it yet. But we should think that this is Shish. We should think that they are go to the Chachomim or Machmir, that we cannot rely on Cheskas Kluya. So that's why the Gemara says Hashim now. But actually, it's Hisokit with Raisa. But with Raisa, we go with Chazoke, which is Cheskas Kluya. So with Raisa, she doesn't require it yet. But with Rabbanon, we don't rely on Chazoke. That's the Ranchi. The Rifashike is different. The Rifashike is that actually, the second washing also holds. That it's in Badaya, with the Raisa level. So it's no just by the first time. It's no Yosh, because there are two essential ingredients in my life. One is the essential ingredients in the Sias Kesef, and the other essential ingredient is the Amir. And since the Amir was made by the Ishe, so then there is a Chisol in Kinnikach. So half of the Mishan Kushin was done by the Ishe, not by the man. So the Dushin is not valid with the Ice. But with the Rabbonon, we are Machmir. Why are we Machmir with Rabbonon? Not that we are Machmir with Rabbonon, that even if half of the Maisa Dushin is done by the Ishe, it should still be valid with the man. No. because of that sphere, inasmuch as it keeps quiet, so on the Rabbanu level we say, by keeping quiet, so he thereby confirms her amir. And it's considered as if he repeated every word that she said, but that's only on the Rabbanu level. So that's why he said, Hashimu Rabbanu. So she requires a get with Rabbanu. But with Raisa, even according to the second washing, she doesn't require a get. Rashi doesn't say explicitly whether he explains it like Ram or Rabbi, but I think that Rashi's Loshim tends to indicate more like the Ritva's Pshat. Because if Rashi had agreed with the Ram's Pshat, he should spell it out and say, Hashim with Rabbi, because with the Ram's say we rely on Rabbi. Rashi's Loshim is, he says, so he says, Hashim the Rabbanon, because with the Rabbanon, so Shemo shall Rishin Dush. It's much more like me. I'm not sure, but it's much more like me.
That's it, you only for ashes, the next time. The Baal Hoshu,
So even if she gives the kesef, if she gives to the Baal a dinar and he's not in Choshev and he accepts it, and he says, I am Kodeshesli, so he's in Kodeshes. So that's immoral for Ashes. So what are you saying? Chilkin of it. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Hashbor, they all say that Aodom Choshev, she's in Kodeshes, only if the man, after he gets the dinar, he says, Hareyat Mugdeshesli, Behanoe Shekibaut, Boze Shekibaut, Shami Kibaut, Yes Adina Uloch. He has to spell out in the Amir. He has to spell out in the Amir that he's Mikavisha with Behanoe, that she gets from him by virtue of the fact that he, the Olam Choshu, accepts her dinner. She would be willing to spend a dinner, maybe 10 dinner, maybe 100 dinner, in order that this Olam Choshu should accept a gift from her. It's a big comment for her, you know, that this Olam Choshu should accept a gift from her. So Mele, she's only precious if he spells it out. In other words, she gives a dinner to the man, and then the man says, "Kibalti a dinner mimoch, mimoch. Ba'arei aki kodesh esli. Be'hanoi zu shekibalt, mimeni ha'yuzhe shekibalti as a dinner mimoch." But if he just says, "Hai aki kodesh esli," then she's not kodesh esli. So melee, that's why the Gros says, that it should come from the Rosh Boachim. They're not really kind of deal of the Rosh. That's a demon for Reshes. But from Tetzis, it's mashma that in case of the Rosh, so Nos Nohi, the Oma, who is the Kodeshes? So the Gros says, according to Rambam, no, it's not so simple. It's only if he spells it out and he says, Hareyat Kodeshesli, והגוי זו שקיבלת עכשיו ממני על ידי זה שאני קיבלתי את הדין המלוך. Otherwise, she's not delicious. Well, Bushum, Nosalo Kesset, Bishon Kesset. Why do you say Bushum all this stuff? I mean, we know that he is dealing with Bushum, not the girl, she cannot be gracious at the Kesset. Well, the reason is because then, in the state of the memory, he discusses Gilashim, some Mele, he says in the range of the memory, the Bushum. Omar Shuel, Bushum, Nosalo Kesset, Bishon Kesset, all are at the dishes. Hareyat Ruveses, Hareyat Lim Tuareis and Kudeshes. That's a washing Gushu. Hare Yisheich, Hare Yubayich, Hare Yahuseich, Incam Bismichush. It's not washing Gushu. Because Jewish means that it implies that he is marrying her. She's in Kodesh Yisrael. V'chim yesh, no salmo v'yom allo hariyat mishulachas, hariyat mugureshes, hariyat muteres l'chlodon, hariyat mugureshes, in yisheich, in yitayleich, in yagusheich, in kam bismichu, narash. Pitush no salmo mishmi kukoyim nilas, itfi gilesh no salmo, lokat kehaim mishme pitush no salmo. הרי את מקודשת ברגע סינונים. Because there was a girl said at the year at the beginning it was mentioned to me, so from the more it's mucha that originally it was not mentioned to me. But the more discussed that. And then the more says that it means me. אין כאן מסביר, אין כאן הפילוסופי קדוש, ניקח כסי, לא יש ניקח עצמי לא, ולגי ראשי, אין כאן מסביר חוש, אף לפייס מיקוד, וייס מקודשס, איגוד לא שיבוש, אל הרי לי איש, הרי לי ביילך, נאט איגוד לא שיבוש, because לושי is a key reason, אבל כי הוא מולי, husband does not have a monetary title in the He has a Kielisa. She's a Sola Alma. She's a Sola Alma. It's a Kielisa. So in other words, the Isho is coming to the Baal. In the Nisa sense, she's a Sola L'Choleyo. But he is not Osea L'Choleyo. He is not Osea L'Choleyo. So in other words, So a good Loshidushin has to indicate that she is Knuya to him, that she is Mikudeshes to him. So if he says, Hareyat Mikudeshes, that indicates that in the connotation, she is Knuya to him. But if he says, Hareyni Ishe, Hareyni Barlech, on the contrary, that has to indicate that he's come to her, that's not Dusha. That's not Dusha. You can see the Rishi, the Hatsu law, or the Gerashi, and come with me, the Kapu, also we put it. And Gerashi is just the reverse. What does Gerashi mean? Gerashi is Makia the Dusha, the Kiyanis. Until the Gerashi, so the Isho is free of your husband, and when he's Mugari, she says, Aria Kutara Kahoro, so then, she's completely exiled from him. I mean, she's independent. She's not called to him anymore. So Mele, so the proper notion of Gerashi is Hariyat Mishulachas, Hariyat Mugereshes, Hariyat Telet Lodom. But when he says, In Yishech and Yubayel and Arusei, that tends to indicate the other way, that he's not called to her anymore. He was never called to her. Omele Rachot El Abay, Mimele Nisoba Shmuel, Yodayim Shem Yechichem Samu Yedayim, Father. Because in the text, it wasn't mentioned Hareyat Mikudeshes Li, just Hareyat Mikudeshes. So, it's Yodayim Shem Yechichem. How do we know? Does he say explicitly that he's Mikadish her to unto him? Maybe he intends to Mikadish her for his friend? Now, Rubin is a Mikadish. How do we know that when Rubin said Ariya Kudeshes to Leah, he meant that Leah should be Mikudeshes to Rubin? Maybe he was acting as an agent for Shimon, and he meant that Leah should be Mikudeshes to his friend Shimon. We know that is what he meant. But the Amire on its face does not purport that she should be Mikudeshes to him. Maybe his intention is she should be Mikudeshes to somebody else. So it's your dying shape of Hichas. Tzitanishi Dechitz. And still it's good Dusha. So the Tzaraya, the Tzitanishi Dechitz, is having a dying. But now, somebody exclaims, hey, I'll be what? It might mean many things. It might mean, I'll be not a hey. It might mean, I'll be ancient times. Of the ancient times. So it's not clear. There is an ambiguity in the expression of the head. There is a certain reason. Intention was that he should become a nozia, so he becomes a nozia. That's what the mission said. So the glory in nozia raises the question. The Dilma Hayden can discover. After all, the Torah says, Ishkiyaki. So in order that the Nizira, the Neda, should be valid Neda, he has to spell out the Niziras. But he didn't spell it out, he didn't say, hey, Nozia. He said, hey, I'll be. He didn't complete it. So why should be good Neda, he should be Nozia, even though he meant be Nozia. So the Gemara says, Vama Shmuel, Yehu Shoy Nozia in Oto. In other words, Nozia passed by in the womb. And as Nozia passed by, he said, oh, hey. So then it's Muchach from the circumstances. He means a hey like this man, who is in us. Time in us is able to follow all our vocabulary. So we see from Shmuel that only when it's apparent in the circumstances that his intention was a hey knows, but if it's not apparent in the circumstances, so then it's not a good neder. It's not a good neder. Why? Because the time she nechiches, we have the time. So here too, even though his intention was to be kaddish, the ishet unto him, but he didn't say it. As far as the expression of Arya Kodesh is concerned, it would mean Arya Kodesh lechaber rishime, not li. So why should it be a good rishim? And just as by nozia, there is a loche of a floye. He has to spell out the nevera. He has to verbalize it. So here by Dushin, there are two ingredients. The Siris HaKesed and the Amir. So if you die, there is an ambiguity in the expression. So the Amir is lacking. So you know it in the Keres. Loche my skin and don't say the Hanami. In the Hanami, when Shmuel says, no soul a kesset, the shove a kesset, the other one, Kariyat to the dishes, Kariyat to the esses, Kariyat to the two. In the dishes. So Shmuel, and as reference routines where we said Hariat Kodesh. But if you didn't say we, so then Jabaish and Mechiches, so there's an ambiguity in the expression, so it's nothing done yet. It's nothing out wash. Yoch and Maiko Bashmo. So what kind of Kodesh is it? He said, he started out explicitly. Hariat Kodesh is this, of course, is good. No. So Mishye Basroye Kodesh. In other words, that it has to be good wash. He says, Harei Mi Sheikh. So then, it's not good. Shhh. Hochek Si, Ki Yikach Roish Yikach Es Atzmer. This is like a Bidush. Hochek Si, Yishu Chol Beroish Yishu Chol Es Atzmer. Not a rush. The time she will he hates. He see Abba Chibus Adobo, Apo Kishi will he ask. After the social gobo, Kihoche, he come away at the dishes, and he come away man. Have you died? You have a good day, Kicho. I hate it. So you're not anybody for all. So then it is apparent he means he should be like that man who is passing by. If I die, I have a new cause a comma. I'll know.
But that's only Shaya Khmer Tidi Abai.
when one meaning is the more probable meaning and the other meaning is far-fetched, so then it's okay. But if you don't understand, you know, the problem of the person says, hey, so the meaning of Nozi is not any more probable than the meaning of hey, the Chinese. So then it's a full ambiguity, there is a full ambiguity in the expression, then it's certainly not an expression. In the case where the man gives the dinner to the Isha and he says, I have the dishes, so true, there is a far-fetched possibility that maybe his intention was to bring the cabbage, the Isha, for his friend, not for him. But is there a probability? In all probability, when a person gives kesef to a woman and he says, Ariya Pigadeshes, his intention is to be Kamisha for himself, not for his friend. It's possible, but it's a far-fetched possibility. So Mimele, it is good. So the Baish Mechit has done your life. Yesh Lema. Itvei mashma hei loshen zilus to loshen tainis. The hei mashma miyad. Upamim sheochal umdotsa lemeina hei the tainis adu locha. Avon gabu nizires miyad yochel haskel nizirose in yot. So Teisve says that in case of a hei, even the nozer is not in the way for no. So both in the two things are not equal. One is the probable way, and the other one is the far-fetched meaning. Why? Because he says a hey. If he means nozir, so in other words, so in the middle of the day when he says a hey, so it could become nozir. But if he means ancient Chinese, so in the middle of the day if he already ate before, he already ate breakfast, how can the ancient Chinese for the balance of the day? That's like fasting between breakfast and dinner, between dinner and supper. So in other words, so the term hey is more likely to have reference to nausea than to heavy times. So it's not a full ambiguity. Even without it was a label of honor, it's not a full ambiguity. So in other words, according to this case says, without a nozer even if for long, so a hay is a dying, but it's a dying shinafis. Because the usual meaning is a hay nozer, even without a nozer even. But there is an unusual meaning, a remote meaning. But as cases points out in the next cases, that two yosoris in the morning nozer, according to one Gilsay, in the morning was here, it is like that. That a hay without a hay going for long is easy to die, but it's a violation of Hichas, because the more probable meaning is a hay goes there. And the hay time is a remote meaning. But according to the other Gilsay, so without Nozer Ibn Ponov, so there is a full ambiguity in the expression ahead. And a heavy kindness is just as likely, as probable, as a Nozer. So in other words, without Nozer Ibn Ponov, it's no you die altogether. So in other words, so this case, the Stelet can only accord with the Gilsay Nozer, that without Nozer Ein Olim Ponov, the probable meaning of a hay is a hay nozer, and the hay timings is a remote meaning.
Thank you.
poi Mahatma Guru si può convincere io dai mi ci mi chiede svago dai te me de ricci si accudò di mamma poi con capire mi ciao mi ciao mi ciao mi ciao dopo canto mi ciao se ne è che lo che te lo ho servo mi cambio la loro buona la mia scuola mi chiudo la cina mi ricci mi ciao se ne è che lo un mozzi così mi ciao mi ciao mi ciao e poi con capire So Shmuel says that when is your seah, the pshat in Mishnah is if he says both amiras. Mudal mucho, Ruben says to Shiva, Mudal mucho, Shameich. Mufras mucho, Shameich. Or Mudal mucho, Shameitei. So then he does. He can't run with Moe, or Moe, or Moe, or Moe, בחורה שאימר שאיך לוח, שאיתן לוח הוא מוסיק מייטיימא because if he just says בדל מוחו so then there is an ambiguity. How do we know that he meant בדל מוחו I shouldn't eat from it. Maybe he meant I shouldn't talk to you. מופרס במשתינה בדוח. He says that he meant I shouldn't eat from it. But on its face, the expression Yudali Mucho does not spell out explicitly that he means I shouldn't eat from it. Yudali Mucho Mishalim Badoch Mashiach. Ufrasim Mucho Lavim Masamakam Badoch Mashiach. Uchokanim Yudalim Yudalim Badoch Mashiach. So that's what Shmuel says. Und Tom in Kleine, die so war Schmuel, der Deich in der Kirchslau ihr Dein. Und Schane, Schmuel leken, was ist in der Bühne? Schmuel holt, der die Hüschen in Dorin bekommt in der Bühne. In der Bühne schiebe ist, der die Deich in der Kirchs ist, neu haben wir Dein. That any expression that has any ambiguity, we slight ambiguity. So it's not invalid expression. Where does Abdullah say that? Because Kufi shall get the Rabbanan saying in Perikam Garish is Areyat Koteres Achor. The Jude says, no, Areyat Koteres Achor is not enough. He has to spell out in the get. Yidein di hevel chim noye sefer keruchim yidere shibuki. The get pitur. In other words, he says, I let the Tereza fall in love. So he says, you are becoming independent. You are no more coming to me, clear to me. You are in your own wishes now. But he doesn't say that he's megarishing this document. Maybe his intention is to megarish her with his real fight orally. And then he gives her a document as evidence. Of course, he means to megarish her with the document. But if he just writes in the get, Hayat Darzalolom, so it's not spelled out explicitly that he's megarish her with this get. Maybe he's megarish her orally, with his fire, with his amire, and he gives the document as evidence in her hand. So it's a Baish Mechiris, and then somebody else. If he just writes Ayat Teretot Olodom, so he doesn't spell out that he's the boss. Maybe somebody else is the boss. Maybe he means the state the boss. I mean, somebody else. I mean, because the going may be cancelled. the state currency there was. Of course, that's an alien concept. It's alien to the Torah. In the garish is Kaveri, so the state is also in the garish is Kaveri. So, but he has to spell out that he is the garish, not reactor, or you are the boss, you are independent, you are the shusatskos. I am the one who is the boss. So then he has to write. They had terrorim noye from me. Sefer teruchim, we get a shukim, we get the Torah. But if he doesn't spell it out, so two things he has to spell out. Number one, that he's the migalish. Otherwise, it might mean, he might mean, because he would be crazy to mean that. But he might mean that. There are crazy people in the world. So he might mean, my friend is divorcing me from him. So the melee, it's a bunch of mechiches, and how he liked. And then he has to spell out that he's divorcing her with this document, not only with his fight. So because Shmuel holds that the Mishneh accords with Rabbi, so the male of the Mishneh holds that Yadayim Shemichi Chaslam Yadayim. So the male, he says, when the Mishneh says, Mudan Lucho, so it's only if he couples the expression Mudan Lucho with the expression Sheneich Loch, Sheneitein Loch. Otherwise, there would be a slight ambiguity. There would be an ambiguity in the expression. So it's mashma that Shmuel himself holds that Yadayim Shel Mechiches is having a life. Because if Shmuel himself had held that Yadayim Shel Mechiches is not having a life, then why should we not say Shmuel make Masisim Kabyude? Whether the Mishnah calls him Kabyude or not, but Shmuel himself holds that way. So it's mashma that Shmuel himself holds that Yadayim Shel Mechiches is having a life. But the Mishneh holds that Yadayim Shel Mechiches is having a life. Verily, for a Mishneh, we can ask us to do that. We saw that we can both say, if you come up as a Hoche, who might be the Mishneh, we can ask us to do that. Who might hash it, who might do it, who might be the Mishneh, we should be so that we can both say. We can't make it a good. And what I commonly have with I, so it's Mahler Shmuel himself holds that the Baish and the Chiches is having a life. But the Mishneh, he has a raya that the Mishneh holds according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Baish and the Chiches will have a life. They don't have a different good show yet. I have a chance to hold on. Rabbi Yehuda may don't be looking in Oye, who could be so good, who clear up our way, who should so much have gone on. So the Gemara says that Shmuel is so much have gone on that you don't have to write in the get within the looking in Oye. So that means that Shmuel holds that even if there is a slight ambiguity in the expression, it's still a good expression. And here, Shmuel says that only if he said Li, but if he didn't say Li not. So then he says a big thing. Yesh Lema, Da'ayat Mekudeshes, not only we must maklaw the Mekudeshes of the Korah. Yodom Osu Mekadish Isho Lechaviri, Yodayim Shilichichis Klaw, Kihane, Vadai Kova Shmuel Havilai. So this says a big thing. Ordinarily, we would assume that if Ruben gives a dinner to a Mishneh, and he says, Ariat Mekudeshes, it doesn't say me, So the probable meaning is a little. Because usually a person is himself becoming changed for himself, not for somebody else. But there is a far-fetched possibility. Maybe he means to be becoming for his friend. Jesus says no. Since the law is that one can appoint an agent to Shia to become a Shia for him, so in Melee, it's a real ambiguity. It's not a slight ambiguity. It's very strange. So it's no Yudayim at all. So that's why Shmuel says that he must say without leave. There is a real ambiguity in the expression. So it's muchach tve. In other words, because the usual meaning of udal v'chol means I should be talking, not I shouldn't talk to you. The I shouldn't talk to you is a remote meaning in udal v'chol. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, at first blush it appears that on the contrary, when a person is in Kabbalah, even if he doesn't say Li, so the usual meaning is for himself. And the data meaning for somebody else is an unusual meaning, very, very remote. But this is what Jesus says. Avai Domar Mechiste, the Chain Avim, the Kisitit, the Kitnav, the Chichens, the Ligarish, the Chabere. Over there, it's certainly a very remote meaning that if he doesn't say Miloich, he didn't have nothing doing, so then it might mean that that somebody else is Migarisha, not he. You know, Migarisha is Kaleesh. Ah! Perish is a Slozia, so there are two Kyosoids. This for Migarisha. ואין מרא היי ארי זה נוזיר אמר שמואל והוא שאול נוזיר אין לו לפונו וכאום אמרים זה כוס אמר שמואל ודאי שיחי חסלב ודאי so there's one answer ואין מרא היי זה נוזיר ודיו לו היי טיינס so the Gemara says, Shmuel says, והוא שאול נוזיר אין לו לפונו. וכאום אמרים את כסוב השמואל ודאי שנחיחס ולהם ידאי because if it's having a die so without it was a little follow it should also be good so the Gemara is one year says hey yes Shmuel holds your dying shein nechiches your dying shein nechiches is lo yav yedai that's why he has to say he knows it has to be able to follow משלוח כי לא זה אין לו לפרות, אבל ידיים מחיכס מהם. אבל אין לו את זה אין לו לפרות, הרבה ידיים שאין מחיכס, ולא נהם, ולא נהם. למרות, so according to that year say, so, even without לא זה אין לו לפרות, even without לא זה אין לו לפרות, so, the more probable meaning is a nozir. But there is another possibility. But if nozir will fall off, so then it's your dying mechitz. It's your dying mechitz. Now, this form the Gav said, Lame Kosovashi. Now, according to that, he'll say, so the Gemara is saying the nozir in so many words, that Shmuel holds your dying shemechichas is loyal with that. That's not like Tesis. Tesis says in the Teretz that in the Hanami Shmuel holds your dying shemechichas is having your dying. But without me, it's no your dying altogether. But here, according to that, you'll say no zeya. The Gemara is saying that Shmuel holds your dying shemechichas is loyal with that. So in other words, this Dilse will refute thesis facts. Because according to this Dilse, there is the law of the precious, which will hold the Daimush in the Chiches is loyal with the Daim. Whereas Tetzvah says that Shmuel holds the Daim Shemachitah is having the Daim. But Tariyak and Medesh is without three is more the Daim altogether. So Tetzvah Stavitz is not good according to this Gilsa. But then, according to the other Gilsa, Tetzvah Stavitz is good. Tetzvah Stavitz is good. Now, the first Gilsa that Tesis mentions is in line with what Tesis says in the previous Tesis. Even without those Rebbe, it's a diet. But it is a diet because the more probable and usual meaning is a Nozer, and the remote meaning is a Tesis. And when Nozer is in the form, then it's a diet. So that's in accord with the first Gilsa that he mentioned, as the Marshal points out. This form the Gilsa, late the Kosovo Shmuel, the Dayim Shemifiches, the having a Dayim. Because if the Dayim Shemifiches is having a Dayim, so without the Nozrein of the Fono, it should also be good. Then, the point of the Teres, the Shameh, Abel in Fono, having a diamond in the chiches, the holapoches. I believe in the form of a finish in the chiches we have. So that Gilsa says that when a Yotzer is able in front of, then it's a diamond. Shein the chiches. So that means, and if we are to say the diamond shein the chiches is really a diamond, then it shouldn't be in Yotzer, even if Yotzer is able. And Shmuel says that those are even follow, so he's in Ozia. So obviously, according to the second Yerse, Shmuel holds in a Dain Shin Mechiches, he's having a Dain. Having a Dain. So the second Yerse does not refute Jesus Christ. In other words, whether Shmuel holds your Dain Shin Mechiches having a Dain, or Shmuel holds Daish and Chiches and Leal and Daim is following two Gersois in the Gemara Yotza. According to one Gersa in the Gemara Yotza, Shmuel holds the Daish and Chiches is Leal and Daim. And by Yotza, he will follow up, it's your Daim and Chiches. By Yotza, he will follow up, it's still your Daim. Because the more probable meaning is Einozia. Einozia. And Hayden Tainus is a remote meaning. Is a remote. And then they come to the other Yerse. So Shmuel holds Yodayim Shein Mechiches. Yodayim Shein Mechiches is loyal in Yodayim. Is loyal in Yodayim. And Yodayim Shein Mechiches is loyal in Yodayim. And the reason is why it was a difficult problem. So easy in Ozir, because then it's Mechiyach. Then it's Mechiyach. But without Ozir in the Fono, so it's still the Dayim, but the Dayim Shemesh. So that two Mishemes, whether Shmuel holds the Dayim Shemesh having the Dayim, or the Dayim Shemesh really having the Dayim, so that two Mishemes, two Gersoyes in the morning. Now I just want to mention in connection with that Shire, whether the Daish in Chiches is having a dialogue, or the Daish in Chiches is having a dialogue, the Machlekes in the Dori between Abai and Rome, whether the Daish in Chiches is having a dialogue, or the Daish in Chiches is not having a dialogue. There is machlekes in the Dorim between Abai and Rabbi that hey umubeis ikma yodayim shein mechiches Abai oma hab yodayim Rabbi oma loy hab yodayim. Because the Torah says in the parasha of Nezilas, Kiyatri, so there is a law, he has to spell it out, so it has to be clear. There shouldn't be any ambiguity in the Loshon. If there is ambiguity in the Loshon, it's not Yatri. Yatri means spell it out explicitly, without any doubt, without any ambiguity. So, Afyodis Nezilas Beatri. Leime. So the Gemara said, should we say the machleket between Abaye and Rove as to whether the Daish and the Tichas is Aliyah Daim, the Daish and the Tichas is not Aliyah Daim, is the machleket between Rabbonon and Rabbuni. Because Rabbonon is saying that Aliyah HaTeres HaKolodon is the essence of Get. He doesn't have to write Pidei Der Lechem Noye. Sefer Teruchim, Yerashim Uchim, and get the door. So, and Rabbi says, no, he has to spell out in the get. V'dein Devil Lechem Loye, Sefer Teruchim, Yerashim Uchim, and get the door. Because if he doesn't write Minoye, so maybe his intention is to say that somebody else is in Garsha, not he, the husband, is in Garsha. And if he doesn't write, maybe he means that he's Migarisha only with his fight. And the get, the document, he gives her only as evidence. So that's Rabbuni. And Rabbonon hold that even without spelling it out, we know it. And the Sefer Teruchim, the Yerusha Bukim, we get the Torah. So it's still apparent. It's still apparent. So Leime, the Gemara said, Abaye, Leime, you took the Rabbi Rabbonu, you created it now, who he shall get, or I am the next Rabbonu, Rabbi Leime, 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 Abaye, Doma, Ke Rabbonu, and Rabbi Doma, Ke Rabbi Leime, Omo, Ach, Abaye, Hano, De Amra, Ati, Om, Rabbi Leime, Ad, Kavu, Kamu, Rabbi Leime, 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 So Abaye says that when he says Yodayim Shein Nechiches is Ham Yodayim, there is a slight ambiguity. So it's still a good expression. So he says it even according to Rabbi. But why does Rabbi require he should spell out in the get Yodayim Derech Minoye? Because by Derechim there is a special Zeros Apostle of Sefer Charisus. What does it mean, Sefer Charisus? Now the Rambam, we finish. So he mentions 10 essential points in Get, in the Raisa. So one of the, so one of, point number 3 is, Sheyye Inyan Aksav, Sheyye Shom Yisiro Mikiyone, Yisheyye Yimone Yidop HaRakir Yisdino Lino. What's the difference between point Gimel and point Dalet? So there are two types of creases in Gersh. Sefer Charisus. One aloha of Sefer Charisus is, if the nature of the Gersh is such character that she is still valuable, he says, I think graciously, on the national tilchil, the Sotik Leila. So she's not completely independent. She's still valuable. So that means it's not it's not Kiddush Binyanim Binyanim. Kiddush has to cut them apart, cut them asunder. There should be no relationship. She should not be bound to the husband in any way. If she's still bound, she cannot visit her father's home. So she's still bound to him. She's still bound to him. So melee, it's not Bikirash. And then there's another author of St. Patricius, the Gemara that Hoffman even says, Sviras Gorim. What it means, Sviras Gorim? He has to formulate. He has to spell out the notion of Kirash. In other words, by all Tionim, let's say by Shtamatore, there is no extra halacha of the Loshim of the Shtamatore. Of course, he has to say that he's makin the Soviet to the Likeach. But by Girish, he has to spell out the Loshim of Girish. Sviras Dvor, that's another halacha of Christus. So this is what the Dvor means. Abaye said, Shetayin Shin Yechichas Yalimah. If one meaning is the problem and the other meaning is a remote meaning, so it's a good expression. That's not a real ambiguity. Just because there is a far-fetched possibility that he meant something else. He meant something else. So the usual meaning dominates, prevails, determines. But, and even a Buddha would agree, that the banishing of Hichas is having to die. A remote ambiguity doesn't mean anything. But by get, because of the aloha of Jesus, of Sfiras Dvorim, so it might be spelled out so that even in a far-fetched way, you couldn't give any other interpretation than that the husband is divorcing and is divorcing her with this document. This is what the Lord means. Abu, so, Amal Chabai, I know the Amal Atul Rabiule. I can't come to the Bible, I'm not here to come again, but it is lucky. Abu Baal Mishmas, the Hogoma, I know the Amal Atul Rabo. I can't come to the Bible, I'm not here to come again. Don't the Garish is Chabele. Garish is Chabele, it's on the Mele, it is Mechia. It's not even a remote possibility, a remote meaning. One has to be crazy. To say to write in the get that his friend is divorcing his wife. So, Abba, the Alman Mishmas,